Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Your phone is part of your life. You take it with you wherever you go. When it calls, you answer. It helps you get where you're going. And if you lose it, you panic. It's your phone, and it spends every day with you. Pioneer wants to connect you with a brand new life companion. Switch to Pioneer and get a $300 bill credit when you turn in your old phone. Existing customers with fewer than 3 months remaining on their current phone can have the remaining balance waived. There's never been a better time for a new friend. Visit wirelesspioneer.com or call 800-641-2732 today.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
A former employee that worked for the Oklahoma Beef Council for over a decade is being investigated for apparent embezzlement. The Beef Council and their executive director, Heather Buckmaster, issued a statement on Wednesday afternoon that they became aware of possible wrongdoing a few weeks back, terminated the employee, and launched an internal investigation that involved a third-party accounting firm to go over the financials for the council. They discovered possible criminal activity by this person and have now turned this over to law enforcement. The statement says that the Beef Council's board of directors has been involved in the investigation, and they have engaged both legal and accounting professionals in an effort to get to the bottom of this quickly. The statement promises additional information will be released as they're able to do so, but with it being an active legal investigation, nothing else can be said at this time. Shortly after the OBC statement, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association released a statement saying they fully support the board of directors of the OBC and believe that the leadership of the council have acted correctly in investigating and now turning the matter over to the proper authorities to ensure that justice is delivered for Oklahoma cattlemen and cattlewomen. The Oklahoma Beef Council is responsible for collecting the dollar head beef checkoff in the state of Oklahoma and forwarding on half of those collections to the Cattlemen's Beef Board and then allocating the other half for beef promotion, education, and research to improve the demand of the beef industry in the state of Oklahoma. We've been promised that more details of this apparent wrongdoing will be forthcoming soon. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack on the hot seat yesterday before the Senate Agriculture Committee, perhaps his last time as the secretary before the committee. He did insist he's doing everything he can to help farmers. Senate Ag Committee Chair Kansas Republican Pat Roberts fired the first shot of the hearing yesterday, accusing Vilsack and USDA of exceeding their authority to implement the narrowly passed GMO labeling bill.
We cannot go beyond the scope of the law and expect to retain support for this bipartisan agreement. And it was a very hard-fought bipartisan agreement.
I respectfully perhaps disagree with the characterization that this is beyond the scope. I think what we're trying to do is to solicit information and comments to make sure that as we begin the process of putting together the implementation, that we do so with a full extent of awareness and knowledge of various issues that we think are important.
On the GMO rule, Vilsack says he's doing the early legwork, but the GMO rule, he says, won't be finalized until the next administration. He says that he does understand the pain that's out in farm country right now. At this point, he says he's doing all he can to help U.S. agriculture.
I have spent every dime of credit that the Congress has given me the permission to loan out. I have spent every dime of CCC money that I have that Congress has provided.
Secretary Tom Vilsack. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale coming Monday, October 3rd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 900 head, including 300 Angus bulls, 400 springbred heifers, 50 springbred cows, and 100 fall calving pairs. For information, you can go to expressranches.com or give them a call at 800-664-3977. The Rancher's Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Monday, October 3rd, high noon. At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.